The legend of Atlantis was first recorded by the Greek philosopher Plato, and it's thought that he heard it from an Egyptian priestess. Plato describes a wealthy city with golden walls, elaborate architecture, and an invincible army, and enlightened citizens that were more advanced than any of their time. Now, a new book by angel expert Diana Cooper and soul reader Sharon Hutton offers us a new age take on the old legend. Where has the book come from?
Out there. Diana Cooper and I have a guide called Kumikar. He discovered us, I should say, many years ago now, one New Year's Eve. And he asked for this book to be written. You know, he said that he wanted this. We call him a he, of course, he's actually not either he or she. But he wanted this book written. And so, because they want to try and save mankind, and they want to try and save the planet too. And so that was the idea behind it. And that's where it's come from. And the information that we've got has either been channeled to us directly, or we've been shown books and things where we can find out technical detail and what have you. And that's really how it's evolved. It's built from that.
And when you say they, who's they?
Diana and I have called them the Intergalactic Council because, I mean, as you know, the cosmos is vast. And it's just a council of like elders that got together that in effect rule the cosmos.
And who is this guide? Is he a spirit or an angel or from the Council of Elders?
He's actually originally was part of the Intergalactic Council. Yeah, he's very, very high.
So these beings, let's call them, that were part of his intergalactic council, I mean, are they actually human? Are they something else? Do they come to be humans? They're pure spirit, pure energy.
They got together and decided they would have these experiments. There were different experiments going on around Earth at the time, and we just have chosen the Atlantis one because it's the one we've been told about.
And what is it that we can learn from this experiment?
We are human. We are spirit within a human body. Can we get back to that pure spirit that existed, to perfection, in effect? Atlantis was started to try and maintain purity of spirit in the confines of a physical body. They wanted to have people or have spirit within a physical body with all the things that a physical body means, which is all the senses and all the emotions particularly, and still maintain the purity of original spirit. So that was the basic experiment that went on back there.
And how do we know that these elders actually existed and this is what was going on?
Well, we don't. You know, if you're talking about scientific proof, we don't. It's all trust. It's all faith. It's all inner belief, a philosophy, if you like, if you want to make it part of your philosophy. It's all part of what you either believe or don't believe. So the book is all about how the Atlanteans lived, what they used, whether it be crystals or flower essences or whatever, what they used, how they used it, how they used meditation, how they used visualization and many, many other tools. And what we can do today to actually start and bring that energy back into our individual lives, which then in turn will become a collective energy and bring that energy of peace and positive living back into the earth.
Now, it seems, however, that this experiment must have been a failure because the Atlanteans actually aren't around anymore.
That's right, it was. There were different levels of people in Atlantis, and one of the higher levels, and indeed the scientific level, were people called the Mage or the Magi, to give them their collective name. They did things like alchemy, astrology, all the what we might call the scientific aspects. Because they had this kind of power, ultimately they abused it. They took it to an extreme that abused it, and that in turn corrupted the experiment, and so eventually it was terminated.
Does that mean that we actually shouldn't be aiming in that direction? Because it sounds like we don't want to just follow the same experiment again. We need to do something slightly different, otherwise we're going to go down the same route.
It's the energy that we're looking for. We're not looking for exactly that lifestyle. We're looking for that energy, not just for us, but for the planet too. You know, because as you well know, the planet's in a dire state. It needs as much help as it can get. In fact, the closing part of the book has already been given to us, and that's our guide, Kumikar, saying, I want to talk about the environment. You know, and he actually has given us some information to give to people about the environment. They're getting better, but there's still a lot to be done.
That's Sharon Hutton. Discover Atlantis by Diana Cooper and Sharon Hutton is published by Hodder Mobius.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.